This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. U.S. Senator Mike Round says federal tax relief has to focus on businesses. Round's statement comes just after a vote by Senate Republicans who passed a $4 trillion budget blueprint that sets the stage for the president's tax overhaul. However, Round says it's just not tax reform that's going to grow the economy. He says reform is the focus at the moment.
I am a firm believer that if you reduce your tax rates and you incentivize businesses to come back into the United States, they would love to do business here. Now, you got to do other things as well. You got to make sure you've got employable individuals, that you've got a job market or a labor force that's trainable and that is available. And you've got to have a regulatory environment that's also conducive for business to grow and thrive.
Those tax cuts are expected to add up to $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. South Dakota's pheasant hunting season opens tomorrow, and thousands of people from across the country will head for the fields in search of the popular game birds. Carrie Flegel with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says hunters will likely wake up to some rain on the opening weekend.
There's a cold front coming through that's going to bring a few showers. All that will be coming to an end, especially during the afternoon hours. Temperatures are going to be quite a bit different than what we've seen the last couple days. We're only going to top out right around 60 degrees on Saturday. Wind might be a little bit of a concern, especially if you're West River. It could be a little breezy, especially in the morning and again in the evening for hunting. But as we go into Sunday, warming up just a little bit, highs in the mid to upper 60s and even a few 70s.
Flegel says most locations will end up with only about a tenth of an inch of rain on Saturday. Wind advisory in effect for the Northwest this evening, and a red flag warning continues for portions of West River and the Black Hills. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.